We should do begin the parikrama in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Because quite honestly, Srila Prabhupada, I think most of us are very worried if you go off down the road and send us all back to our different assignments. We would not be able to serve with our full attention, knowing that our beloved father and spiritual guide was in such weak condition. So if we begin in Vrindavan, we're all here now. We can see so that we know what arrangements to make for the future when you want to leave.
It might be bad.
We heard that your Divine Grace had a dream that a Kaviraj of the Ramanuja Sampradaya would treat you and bring you back to strength. And this Kaviraj says that in a very short time, following the treatment, you would regain your strength. Although he hasn't got all of the medicines yet, but within a day or two, they will all be prepared. And he says within 15 days, you should be quite improved in strength. So far, he seems to have been quite sincere.
I didn't make whatever strength is outside of there is.
Like to follow the same treatment only while traveling.
We should meet and make a program for going around Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Would you like to begin tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
If Prabhupada travels in a van, it would be pretty puffy. He should have a big bus.
That's awesome.
Bus?
Big bus.
No, no, bus. Maybe that.
Bulaka.
That is very bumpy.
Your Guru Maharaj used to have bullock cart travel from Hulagat up to the Chaitanya Math. You told me you put a nice mattress down in the back and a cover, and you lay down there. You even told me once to go to Calcutta that way. You lay down at night, you go little bit, and in the morning, when you wake up, you're in Calcutta.
Bulak, you get the cow down.
Cook with it.
In this part of India, it's very cold now. For your divine grace.
Underneath the tree, it is not cold.
You sound like you are very determined to go, Srila Prabhupada.
Daytime, we expose and the sun shines. And camp. And then there's a tree at night. That has to be arranged.
Prabhupada, to do the work?
No. It's a Gauram time.
To happen. Gauram take us?
Basically, still.
Oh.
How are they there?
To Jol Shri Prabhupada. Jolu Khabin, na?
Srila Prabhupada? Should the devotees take prasadam now?
Oh, yeah.
It's about 1:30 now.
Hmm.
After taking prasadam, we can meet and chalk out a program for parikram and Tirtha Yatra.
Hmm.
Is that all right?
I thought you objected.
No, we were all surrounding you, listening very intently to all of your instructions.
Vishnu has been saved for the devotees over here, I mentioned.
Three o'clock we'll meet. So we'll have our meeting, Srila Prabhupada, with Lokanath also present. Yes. And then we'll begin tomorrow. Is that soon enough? Should we depart for Dain Prasham now, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is attending?
Upendra.
Upendra is very good.
We're discussing how to make this parikram possible. And we concluded that the best thing was, as we said earlier, to parikram around Vrindavan to begin with. And for that purpose, we sent Lokanath Maharaj and Panchajarita Maharaj and Trivikram Maharaj to get a bullock cart ready.
I had purchased.
No, for hired. Now just hired, not purchased. Later on we can make a more permanent arrangement. And it can be fixed up as nicely as possible. At the same time, while we were meeting, the Kaviraji was present. So we inquired from him what he thought about this program from a medical point of view, of course. Spiritually, he has a complete agreement. So from a medical point of view, he said that you would not at all be able to withstand this kind of a trip. He said that you in a bullock cart, moving around, bumping on the road, you might not be able to live more than a couple of hours. He's here now. He wanted to speak to you.
बोलो महाराज क्या बात है क्या विचार है
विचार है जो ये घर में तो सरते सरते बिल्कुल सब एनर्जी नष्ट हो गया इसलिए परिक्रमा जाए
अच्छा ये विचार है तो परिक्रमा तो आपको एक नहीं दो दिला देंगे थोड़ा शरीर में ताकत आने दीजिए मैं भी साथ चलूंगा क्या बात है अभी आप इस हालत में उस रोज देखिए परिक्रमा में गए आपको चक्कर आ गया कल आपको थोड़ी शिकायत हो गई तो अभी थोड़ा स्ट्रेंथ आने दीजिए थोड़े रोज और ठहरिए उसके बाद में आप यहाँ की परिक्रमा शुरू कर देंगे बाहर की परिक्रमा आपकी शुरू करा देंगे थोड़ा बल आना चाहिए. बल नहीं आने से हार्ट पर सबसे ज़्यादा असर पड़ता है. जो एक ही चीज़ आपकी मजबूत है जिसके जरिए हम लोगों में आत्मबल है कि भाई हम लोग आपकी बीमारी मिटा देंगे और आपकी तबीयत भी ठीक हो जाएगी, इस हालत में आपका जाना अच्छा नहीं. ये मेरी व्यक्तिगत राय है.
Lokanath has already gone.
He's gone to Mathura for renting.
Huh? He's gone out for renting the bullock cart.
Oh. What the kid?
Lokanath says that the bullock cart could probably go around Vrindavan in about 5 to 6 hours. Parikraming the Vrindavan town.
And make an experiment?
Prabhupada said, make an experiment, then we shall decide.
What does that do?
What is that experiment?
Jaipataka is asking what that experiment is, Srila Prabhupada.
Vrindavan Parikrama.
Prabhupada said, Vrindavan Parikrama.
Prabhupada, does it mean with your divine grace that we should go alone first and see?
Hmm?
Does it mean that your divine grace will come on the experiment, or we should go without your divine grace and experiment?
Why?
See if the road is very rough, if the road is passable by bullock cart the whole way.
Bullock cart is not smooth.
Bullock cart is not smooth. How would you propose that we go, Srila Prabhupada?
Come, let us take the risk.
Come, let us take the risk.
Go anyway, let us take the risk.
Did your disciples, Srila Prabhupada, were all neophytes. We don't know what is right and what is wrong, but at the same time, we are feeling that we are very hopeful that you get strength slowly and slowly. And this morning you are telling us that you get a little strength. So we are hoping every day that Prabhupada will gain and become stronger and be with us for many more years. So we are taking the advice from Kabiraji that we take milk more and more day by day so that Prabhupada will get stronger. It's like Kabiraji is suggesting that when your divine grace gets stronger, he will go with you in the parikrama. He will accompany you.
So let us make an experiment even now.
So, shall we do that immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Unne sthir kiya o bail gaadi mein Vrindavan parikrama karenge pehle. Karke dekhte hain kaisa hota hai.
बिल्कुल नहीं करना
शास्त्री जी saying that it shouldn't do it under any circumstances.
Srila Prabhupada, if we follow the Kaviraj's instructions and advice, then he feels that within 15 days, 20 days, you'll have strength to take an unnecessary risk at this time. We have to practically appraise what will be the loss. You have said if I live or die on this parikrama, it will be glorious. But the loss will be that Srimad Bhagavatam will not be finished, so many works will be unfinished. If it's just a matter of being a little patient and waiting 15 more days, is only 2 weeks, then if you have strength, then we can all go on the parikrama and you'll be able to hopefully gain more strength and finish up all of these works. But I think that the risk in terms of the future of the whole world is too great.
What a crying not to this.
वृंदावन में दचके लगेंगे महाराज, हम चाहते हैं विश्व परिक्रमा कराना, अभी आप इस विचार को मेरे हिसाब से स्थगित कर दीजिए। आपकी मशीन को देखते हुए मैं आपको मैंने अनुमति नहीं देता हूं कि आप जाएंगे, हमारी आत्मा नहीं मांगती। हम इस स्थिति में है कि जल्दी जल्दी मैं आपको मायापुर ले चलूं, फिर आप विश्व में फिर जाने लायक हो जाएं, ये कामना करते हुए ये अभी जो वृंदावन की परिक्रमा का विचार आप छोड़ दीजिए, ये मेरी राय है, फिर आप समझे देखिए।
Srila Prabhupada, when you went on this parikram the other day around the temple, you became dizzy just going around the temple four times. That's when you were even able to sit up in bed a lot more. How is it going to be possible to go for 4, 5, or 6 hours when you couldn't eat?
Not 4 or 5.
That's how long it takes to go around Vrindavan by bullock cart. It takes 3 hours walking at a good pace. And it takes at least 5 or 6 hours, Lokanath says, by bullock cart. I mean, how we couldn't even go a half hour just around this temple.
I fell. It takes 2 hours in the morning.
Walking.
By walking.
Yes.
But not by bullock cart. That's when a man walks very quickly. You can do it in 2 hours. But by bullock cart, it'll take 5 hours. You had difficulty even doing a half hour parikrama around this temple. You became very faint. Whether you think that you can go 5 hours in a row.
From Maharaj is more being disregarded.
We should bring Krishnadas Bhavaji here?
And
okay.
Hindu? Indumati Prabhu.
Indumati?
Yeah, Indumati.
Benta.
Okay. Krishnadas, you know Madhav Maharaj's Mandir?
Yeah.
You know Krishnadas Babaji, Prabhupada's godbrother?
I don't know, but I can
know him well.
You know? Yeah, so no, Krishna no. Balaram will go with you.
Go to again.
Okay. Prabhupada wants to see Indumati
and
Krishnadas. Krishnadas
Babaji. Krishnadas Babaji.
You bring them both.
Yes.
You can go and you go in one of the cars.
Okay. Is he sure he knows which Krishnadas Babaji?
Yeah, Madhav Maharaj is not.
You got in the car.
Krishna Balaram, not the Krishna Das Babaji from Radhakund.
No,
Madhav Maharaj. No.
Is your humble disciples, Srila Prabhupada, we're ready to take up any instruction that you have kindly given us? But at some time, you advise us many times that we shouldn't take unnecessary risk. It's like a few days ago, you were telling a Bengali saying that when you are doubtful, don't do it. You instructed us.
Nothing, Mithi.
Srila Prabhupada, can you tell us why you want to go on the parikrama?
Srila Prabhupada, I need to do the apnake.
Good. Bhari.
This seems like suicide, Srila Prabhupada. This program. It seems to some of us like it's suicidal.
And this is also suicide.
Prabhupada said, and this is also suicide. Now you have to choose which suicide.
Ravan will kill, Ram will kill. Better to be killed by Ram. That Morishi, if he does not go to mislead Sita, he will be killed by Ravana. And if he goes, he will be killed by Ravana. Then it is better.
Says, who is it?
Rich.
Srila Prabhupada, in just judging the symptoms, which is all that we can do, certain symptoms have certainly picked up. For instance, you're passing more urine, stool is coming naturally, and you're able to drink milk without getting any cough. These things were never there before.
That will continue.
So if the treatment is continuing, if the treatment is working, why not continue it under the guidance of this Kaviraj for some time? His point is this. This is what I've seen, Srila Prabhupada, being your secretary all these months, that whenever you took milk, you would get cough. For the first time, I see there's no cough coming. Another problem, you couldn't pass urine. Now there's double the amount of urine. Another thing, you couldn't pass stool. Now it comes normally. At least it comes without any artificial means. So the one thing that has not yet come is strength. And Kaviraj is suggesting what you yourself had always said, if I can drink milk, I will get stronger. So if the Kaviraj's treatment, to my feeling, it has worked. At least symptoms, the symptoms have been better under his treatment than any other doctor so far.
That will work.
It will work.
Also, Prabhupada is resting better than before.
But the idea is that, according to him, I mean, obviously we're all conditioned, and I mean, he's not claiming not to be a conditioned soul either. But according to him, going on this bullock cart is a suicide. He says within an hour, 2 hours, the bouncing and jumbling of the bullock cart will cause a heart attack. Just like you were having a little heart spasm the other day, just laying in bed 2 days ago. He says this going in a bullock cart up and down, within 1-2 hours, it can cause heart attack. So as his treatment has been better at least than any other doctor, and certain symptoms have improved, why are we giving up his advice? If you say his advice is wrong, then there's no comment. But if it all along his advice seems to have been more accurate than any others doctors that we've had. I mean, we who are closely around you, Srila Prabhupada, your servants, secretary, our opinion of him is far superior than our opinion of any of these others. I see that he's able to take care of one symptom after another somewhat successfully. He's able to deal with these problems. He can deal with the problem of not enough urine.
Nothing, no.
He feels quite confident that you can live for 6-7 more years, Srila Prabhupada.
We also feel very confident.
I mean, better that you live for 6 or 7 years and productively than that you go on this parikram and die within 2 hours gloriously. Why not live for 6 or 7 years and then go on parikram and die? If the parikram can always be done, why not put it off for six or seven more years of preaching?
You have already been glorious, Srila Prabhupada, all over the world, whether you here or outside. It doesn't really matter. It's already glorious.
By your presence, countless souls will attain devotional service. That's more glory.
But I think I shall be cured.
Prabhupada says he thinks he will be cured by the parikrama.
Prabhupada ji ne bolte hain unne sochte hain ki parikrama se unne cure ho jayega theek ho jayega ye parikrama karne se
sab sadak phuti hui hai jerking lagega jerking heart sahan nahi karega bilkul ekdam piche theek hone baad mein 20 ki parikrama kar lenge kya hai ab baithe baithe yahan sote sote parikrama kar lenge ye vichar tyag dena chahiye wo bade itne khadde hain ki hum logon ke heart mein dhakka lagta hai wahan gaadi padti hai jahan aur bail gaadi ke andar
वो तो
सहन ही नहीं कर सकते हैं 15 मिनट नहीं चल सकते हैं
under the circumstances we have to consider whether Prabhupada's opinion is more or less than the Kaviraj
we can't continue to consider Srila Prabhupada
says that by going to Parikram he feels he'll be cured then how can we continue to place arguments against
एक काम कर सकते हैं कुबेर से पुष्पक विमान मंगा लीजिए आप और उस विमान से वृंदावन की परिक्रमा कर लीजिए तब तो कोई कुबेर से पुष्पक विमान मंगा लीजिए आप चिंतन करेंगे तो आ जाएगा वो
कुबेर
हाँ कुबेर के पास में तो है पुष्पक विमान रामचंद्र जी को दिया था जिन्होंने रावण ले गया था उसमें जर्पिंग नहीं लगेंगे ये सड़कें ऐसी हो रही हैं स्वामी जी कि साधारण आदमी की स्थिति खराब हो जाती है
Shastri ji is telling Prabhupada to ask the Kuber's Pushpak Rath, that is aeroplane in Kuber, and do the parikrama in that.
Then there won't be any pumping that way.
And he's saying that if Prabhupada asks for that, he'll sure get it.
शरीर माध्यम खलु धर्म साधन अरे आप तो धर्म की आपको तो कोई आवश्यकता ही नहीं आप तो उस जगह से परे हैं स्वयं प्रकाशमान है मान लो क्या इसमें ये भगवान की धर्मशाला है पंच भौतिक शरीर है ये अभी सहन करने लायक नहीं है इसलिए हम लोग मना करते नहीं ऐसे काम के लिए कोई भी मना नहीं कर सकता करने वाले को पाप लगता है पर शारीरिक स्थिति देखते हुए हमारा जी नहीं मानता कि हम आपको अनुमति दें
Ultimately, what Prabhupada decides, we will do. Yeah, but it goes on. As Prabhupada goes on, the disciples also go on.
इनको ज्यादा बुलाइए मत नहीं जितनी ताकत इकट्ठी करते हैं जो एनर्जी हम लोग इकट्ठी करते हैं वो निकल जाएगी
सो Srila Prabhupada we can have kirtan until Krishna Das comes okay
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya
Here, over there.
Huh? My dear God.
went to Mathura. I went first to Vrindavan and looked for the cards. They were not very good kind. They were meant for rough blows. So I went to Mathura and spoke to one farmer. He had a fairly big size cart and two strong bullocks. He asked for 100 rupees. He won't come down, so ultimately I agreed for 100 rupees. And he will reach tonight at 11 o'clock. I asked him to start immediately, but they have puja, as we have go puja. They also have auction puja today.
Mm.
So he will only reach at 11 o'clock, and he will be with us all day long tomorrow. And it is a plus, maybe give him full day or make some other arrangements.
So, what do you think?
Of what?
How many cards you have?
I got just one today. One for you and those who serve you, they could also sit beside you in the cart. And the rest could do kirtan around the bullock cart. And the whole unit, the bullock cart and sankirtan group will move together.
So, what we have to pay?
We pay 100 rupees one day. Of course, we won't have it for all the time. First thing is to purchase a set of bullocks, two bullocks and a cart.
You have had experience?
Yes.
So what is better?
Well, it depends on whether we like to use it for longer time, then we should purchase. If it is just for a few days, best thing is to hire.
Hmm. 100 rupees and food?
No. he has his food for himself and bullocks. So this is for the cart, two bullocks and the driver.
And that's right.
Yes. This is what they earn every day. Usually they carry different loads from place to another place. Each trip they get 20 rupees, 30 rupees, 15 rupees according to the distance. But it's expensive to keep it for many days.
No. If it is convenient, it may not be.
If it is convenient.
Very good.
So we'll hire first and see how it goes, works. And if you think it is nice or comfortable, all right with you, then you could purchase.
So how many we are going?
How many what?
How many are we going?
Well, all the devotees want to go. Srila
Prabhupada. Oh. That's nice.
That's nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
So how many cards? How many cards do you require?
Just one.
Well,
one for now. We also had a meeting and we were discussing that if we go around just in Vrindavan, all will go. But if we keep going from holy place to holy place, telling you to decide whether everyone goes or just few of us go.
So you are hiring for how many days?
This is only for one day. It is hired now. But we could continue to hire the same card for some more days by paying extra money.
You want to do that?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
I'll explain it. Right.
It certainly is an experiment. Of course, we always like experiments to be successful.
Yeah.
Why, Srila Prabhupada?
Where will he go?
Where will we go?
Yeah,
where
will
we go?
What route?
We thought to tomorrow to go around the Parikram path.
Which Parikram?
Vrindavan Parikram.
Does the cart go?
Well, that way I've never tried it with a cart. Mm-hmm. Smarhar, you say a cart couldn't go, huh?
No, he says cannot go.
Smarhari, who's familiar with the Parikram path, says that a bullock cart would not be able to pass in many of the places.
It's right.
Another route.
Well, then that means we can't do a Vrindavan Parikram.
For example, in case you got the pass.
He's experienced. He says it.
Good for walking. This Vrindavan Parikrama is mainly for walking and self-magnetic like that. It's not meant for going in a vehicle, motor vehicle or car.
Suppose we would go to Keshigat or one of the important temples like Govindji.
There was a seven temples.
Yeah, another possibility is to go to the places where the main temples are, Srila Prabhupada, the Goswami's temples.
Tomorrow is Govardhan Puja, and a procession through the city of Vrindavan would be very ecstatic.
Yeah. And parade.
How does he come?
Oh, yeah, well, many. If we go through Vrindavan, probably many people will come.
Then we could also get some experience, because if we were, for example, to go to Govardhan, we would have to pass over similar roads.
This car does not have covers to look over. This bullock cart which I hired has no cover on the top.
So we have to cover it.
Loknath Swamiji, you really didn't get one question of Prabhupada. He asked, what do you think about this trip? You didn't answer that. You have some experience with bullock carts. What do you think? I mean, in this condition, Prabhupada would withstand the trip? No, you know in what condition Prabhupada is in now.
And bullock carts are usually very bumpy.
It has rubber tires.
These roads are not. These roads are not bad, and the cart has tired wheels.
Yeah.
So we're discussing bumping, so won't be much bumping in the car. Also, we always could go slow. Well, Prabhupada wants to make an experiment. We could make one day we are going to marry him.
A few hours.
I'm thinking I'm lying here.